I think most people are scared of freedom. And not necessarily scared of freedom for themselves, but scared of freedom for other people. They think that other people, they won't, but other people will abuse their freedom, will take advantage of others' freedom. And so you have to give up the freedom that you have in order to restrict somebody else's freedom to protect you from the abuse of their freedom that... You see how that makes no sense? How is it that you want to be free, but you're so afraid to be free that you have to restrict freedom for yourself and others in order to protect what freedom you have? Huh. Do you even have freedom? Freedom to travel. Freedom to travel. Because people can't drive, don't know how to drive, I'm going to restrict everybody's freedom and create a state entity to test people to make sure they're competent in driving and get a license to drive, to practice the freedom that I already have, to protect me from the people that can't drive. Now, I don't know how many of you have driven lately, but do you think that the government licensing deal does any good at all? Look at all the morons out on the road. If government licensing was about making sure you are a competent driver and all that, they failed miserably. And you gave away your freedom and created a privilege. You know, kind of like when they talked about putting on to restrict drinking and driving, because people was drinking and driving, don't you know? They created this law that said you can't have any open containers in your car, because of course, if you're going to be drinking and driving, you're going to have a container that's going to be open so that you can drink it. And so they put a fine on it of whatever it was, $100, $150, whatever, for an open container in your vehicle. Well, then all of a sudden, they're complaining about beer cans on the side of the road. Beer cans up and down the damn road now. Why? Because the government, to fix drinking and driving, restricted other people's freedom because people wanted to, you know, prevent drunk driving. And now they created a litter problem with beer cans all up and down the road. So you see how that goes. So you give away your freedom, and you don't even have untold consequences. So what are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of freedom? You're not afraid of your freedom for you. You're afraid of giving freedom to everybody else. People argue that all the time. It's as if everybody around them will become murderers except them. You know, you can understand why people want to restrict other people's freedom. When you, like when we're up here at the river and you begin to look around and you see how people have trashed everything around. leaving their beer cans and their Gatorade and their Mountain Dews. And look at this. There's trash everywhere. So you can understand why people would want to restrict freedom. And want to restrict freedom of others. It's not that they'll do this. It's because others will do it. But guess what? Even with all those laws and rules and regulations and all, what do you get? Look at it. You still get the trash. You still get it. So no matter what, how many rules and regulations you've got restricting freedom because you're afraid of somebody else and all, you get the same damn thing. You just get more and more restricted for yourself. That's what you get when you give up your own freedom. You know, it's always about somebody else. Somebody else is going to do the bad thing. They're not going to do the bad thing. You know, if I had absolute freedom, I wouldn't do the bad thing. It's always somebody else is going to do the bad thing. But with restrictions, with all the rules and all, if we didn't have those rules, you know, there'd be trash on the river. There's trash on the river. There, if we didn't have the rule about open containers, there'd be a lot of drunks on the road. Drunks on the road, but you got cans on the river. I mean, on the side of the road now. So, your rules and regulations make no difference. Except call them deterrents and all. A fraud is against the law. And they make all kinds of things for embezzlement and all that. People still embezzling and all. They got a law against murder. People just murder all the time. You know, you can just look, watch the nightly news and they pick one here and one over here. And there's always somebody just got murdered. But you got to restrict freedom. You got to have rules. You got to have rules to restrict your freedom. Otherwise, people will abuse the freedom that they have. You got to make freedom into a privilege. Otherwise, you'd have it wouldn't be a civil society. It would be chaos and mayhem. And you get trash on the river and beer cans up and down the road. Don't you know? For you to have freedom, you have to allow others to have freedom. And you have to guard against trespasses. And you have the right to guard against those trespasses, those violations of your freedom. But you do not have the right to restrict others. As long as you're doing no harm or they're doing no harm, live and let live. You're scared of freedom. You're scared to give other people freedom. And you're scared to take responsibility for your own freedom. That's what it is. Whether you've been taught that through government indoctrination, otherwise known as screw all, or you just ain't got the balls to take freedom in your hands. That's something to think about. The Constitution doesn't give you rights. The Constitution recognizes some of the God-given rights. But you also have the responsibility that comes with those rights. Think about that. Next time you want, there ought to be a law, or you can't have anarchy because everybody, you can't have freedom. Think about it. Till next time. Peace. Oh, don't forget, there's still a genocide going on in Gaza. Remember that. Pray for those people. Muslim, Christian, young, old. Pray for them all. Pray that Donald Trump stops it. Peace.
When the order is given to censor your mind, as free speech is forbidden, as martyrs for peace from the world will be driven away by the